As you may have heard, Governor Matt Mead is struggling with whether to recommend that the state expand Medicaid offerings. It would provide federal insurance to more people in the state, and supporters say it would save the state health care dollars in the long run. But the governor says it also could cost the state millions of dollars in upfront costs. Former State Representative Pete Jorgensen, a Democrat from Jackson, says the long-term benefits of an expansion make it worth it. Jorgensen was a longtime member of the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee and is pushing state health officials to go ahead with the Medicaid expansion. He joins me to discuss it. We've heard people say that this is going to be potentially very costly for the state. First off, is that accurate as far as the numbers you've looked at, that Wyoming in that six-year period might have to kick in a lot of money?
Bob, I'll give you my opinion, and it's based on 8 years on the Appropriations Committee and seriously trying to follow the health care issue while I was in the legislature and since. And two things stand out. When you talk about Medicaid, first place, most people don't know the difference between Medicaid and Medicare unless they're on one or the other. Medicaid is a 50-50 deal with the federal government for people of limited means. One of the most impressive things, well, actually it was depressive to me, the last day of the last session I was in, we were debating the expansion of kid care in the House. I was speaking to the issue. The speaker got down from his podium, went to his desk, got recognized, and made a very concise statement. The market will take care of health care in Wyoming. And I just don't believe that. I see no evidence that we have a competitive life or health insurance policy or offerings in the state of Wyoming. That's the first thing. So if you're not willing to address the kid issue, which everybody says is foremost in their mind, you can hardly expect them to go along with doing it for adults who should be pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. Every year, we would allocate a $40 or $50 million increment to the auditor's office to cover expected, not desirable, but expected increases in the second year of the biennium. Nobody liked to do that, but we were stuck with a system where there's a lot of cost shifting. And one of the issues in the ACA is to try and address this cost shifting, because until you can identify how the costs are covered and how they're now shifted to private insurance premiums or absorbed by the hospitals or by the state in payments to hospitals to make up for losses, you're never going to get a handle on the issue. And that's demonstrated worldwide in developed countries whose costs per person are less than half. They average half of ours. So to me, expansion of Medicaid, which is a program we have a part in together with the federal government to cover more of those under or uninsured people, is a logical thing to do, particularly when at the initiation of it, we don't pay anything. The feds pay 100%. After 5 years or whatever, we may pay up to 90% or 90%, no lower than that. That's a hell of a deal. And for us to accept numbers which question that is hard for me to understand.
Do we have a number of our citizens who aren't getting Medicaid or whatever and end up going to the emergency room when something catastrophic finally happens or when they get very seriously ill? Is there an interest for the state to get people out of the emergency room?
I think there is. Now, there are always going to be folks, whether they're on Medicaid or not, who are going to go to the ER because they don't have a family home, whatever they call it, medical home.
Or a doctor.
An individual doctor,
yeah.
Right. So that's the default option. And the thing about emergency rooms is you have to be served. We don't see people dying in the gutter, at least not very often. And that's certainly an obligation of the state, ultimately, because the state ends up paying, and people with health insurance end up paying higher premiums because hospitals don't go broke as a rule. And doctors don't go broke as a rule. There are a few specialties which are very high cost, and those are treating conditions that can be caught at an early stage, even by an ER, if the patient is willing to follow the medications and make some life changes. I mean, the fact that McDonald's is going to start posting calories is a big step forward because we have problems. We know how to resolve them. And there's much more acceptance of dealing with them than there used to be.
You're an interesting person to talk to because, again, as we mentioned in the introduction, you've been on the Appropriations Committee when you were in the legislature for a number of years. And so you've struggled with this, and you've seen the Medicaid costs go up in the state. What generally has caused those rate increases? Is there something that could be done internally so if you do an expansion, you don't get hit with huge dollars like the state's worried about?
I don't think there's much more that well-meaning folks in the Department of Health can do until we deal with this underinsured and uninsured element of the population.
But they wouldn't get on what you and I might see, normal insurance. They would still be on Medicaid. And again, if you do the expansion, you're going to get more folks probably there as opposed to somewhere else, right?
Sure. The point is, the underlying point of health coverage population-wise is that until you've covered everyone, you can't identify what's really causing your cost increases in a population group. So the important things of having people in Medicaid are you can identify those three chronic issues early on and develop programs to try and deal with them, try to motivate the person to deal with it. And you're going to have some success. And you're going to cut down by demonstrable data on the use of ERs as a first diagnosis, if you will. People are getting smarter on the issues. McDonald's is getting smarter. God, that's not as good as Apple stock, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are trends that are reassuring, and we need to get with the program.
So the state has been trotting out some numbers that they're concerned about could be, you know, this in the 6-year period, anywhere from 50-some million to maybe even higher than that. Is the argument to be made that, okay, that's a hit, but long-term costs are better?
I believe so. I think that's a hit that we should be able to accommodate and accept and, in fact, appreciate the fact that someone else, although we may doubt their resolve to stay with the program, is picking up 90% of the money. Of the cost. That's an acknowledgement that we're not just a state by ourselves. We're a country. And we sometimes hesitate to do that. And I think in healthcare we need to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm. And again, so overall, short-term answer, a concern. But long-term, this is probably the way to go.
I believe so, yes. Get cooperating better.
And so you want to see us not just embrace the expansion, but embrace as much of the ACA as possible.
Absolutely.
Pete Jorgensen, he is a former longtime representative from Jackson. Always nice having you on the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.